Physician last name is Furlow, F-U-R-L-O-W. First name is A-L-V-I-N. Date of visit is October 17, 2023. Date of birth is September 17, 1994. Referring physician is a Sacramento State Prison. Next to her, she complained of right arm weakness. Next to her, history present known as physician is a 29-year-old male. Currently, she complained of right arm weakness for about a year. First up, a patient tells me that the right arm is progressively getting weaker. First up, a patient tells me that he has muscle atrophy in the right arm. First up, a patient also had an MRI of the cervical spine that was done before. First up, the patient also was previously diagnosed with myasthenia gravis. First up, a patient was taking Mestinon, and he tells me that did not help the weakness of the right arm. First up, a patient tells me that he stopped taking Mestinon. First up, a patient was seeing a neurologist in telemedicine. First up, a patient was found to have a leptosis before. However, a patient tells me that the Mestinon has not helped him with the myasthenia gravis symptoms. So first up, a patient tells me that did not help him with the right arm weakness. So first up, next step, paragraph, neurological examinations. A patient has a mild weakness in the right deltoid muscle. The right deltoid muscle strength is 4+ out of 5. First up, a patient also have a muscle atrophy in the right deltoid muscle. First up, a patient also have atrophy in the right subscapularis muscle, right subscapularis muscle, and right suprascapularis muscle. So first up, the right biceps is normal strength. The right bicep strength is 5 out of 5. The right triceps also 5 out of 5. First up, next paragraph, diagnostic test and MRI of the cervical spine, done on August 8th of 2023, shows mild degenerative changes without high grade spinal stenosis or high grade neuroforaminal stenosis. So first up, next paragraph, impression number one. Right deltoid muscle atrophy and right subscapularis muscle atrophy. First up, I suspect the patient has a C5 or C6 nerve radicular symptoms causing these symptoms. So first up, however, the MRI did not show evidence of significant radiculopathy or disc bulging on the MRI of the cervical spine. First up, other differential diagnosis would be a brachial plexopathy, selectively causing the C5 and C6 nerve affected. First up, I do not think that this is the muscle atrophy is related to myasthenia gravis. Recommendation explaining the patient of the above diagnosis. Next MRI recommendation, obtain a brachial plexus MRI of the right side the right brachial plexus MRI, which is technically MRI of the right chest. If that is non-revealing, recommendation to see a neuromuscular specialist for further evaluation of the right shoulder muscle atrophy. However, I do not think that the myasthenia gravis is causing this selective muscle atrophy. Next paragraph, this must be a patient.